Now we'd like to come to the highlight of today's session, which is a conversation with EJCR Advisory Board member Philip Cunningham and our author Adam Gregerman, who has contributed already two entries for EJCR. Professor Philip Cunningham is professor of theology at the St. Joseph's University and the director of the Institute of Jewish-Catholic Relations at SJU. He served as president of the International Council of Christians and Jews and was on the Advisory Committee on Catholic-Jewish Relations for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. He's the author of numerous books and articles on the subject of Christian-Jewish relations. Adam Gregerman is professor at St. Joseph's University at the Department of Theology and Religious Studies. He's the associate director of the Institute for Jewish-Catholic Relations, vice chair and board member of Council of Centers on Jewish-Christian Relations, and he too published widely on the subject of Jewish-Christian relations, including apologetics and polemics in early Christianity and rabbinic Judaism. Now I'll hand over to Kathy, and I look forward to this conversation. And for this, I will now stop with the PowerPoint presentation so we can focus on our interactive part of this meeting.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Yuni. There we are. So this is the project, and the project wouldn't work, wouldn't get anywhere if we didn't have all these many colleagues who are willing to contribute, like Phil Cunningham and Adam Gregerman and many more. So Phil, what then made you join this project at all when we invited you to be on this advisory board member? What was your motivation to join us and support us in this?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us both participate in this conversation. I think I was attracted by several things. Number one, the scale of the project. It was clearly going to be with a multi-volume published work eventually, larger than any similar sort of encyclopedic venture that focused on Jewish-Christian relations. Therefore, the number of articles was going to be significant, and they would be substantial articles, not simply a paragraph or two about the topic. And also, for me, it's difficult, I think, for scholars in different countries and on different continents to keep up with developments that are happening elsewhere in the world. And so an encyclopedia of this type can help bridge this sort of gap. And even still, it's going to be difficult because this field is rapidly growing and expanding, and there's new things coming out all the time that it's difficult for any human being by themselves to keep up with. And finally, I'd say that just personally, I've had very rewarding experiences in two specifically international research projects, which led to the publication of two books of collected essays that I think were significant. And so the international reach of the encyclopedia was also appealing to me for that reason.
Thank you very much, Phil. Very, very impressive. I would like to turn to Adam now. Adam, you joined us, accepted our invitation to write two entries now already. So, given the challenge of the word limitation, I would say, in the first instance, what motivated you to actually pick up that challenge and face it?
Yeah. For scholars in general, right, word limitations are a real challenge. Let me, like Phil, start by offering my appreciation that this project is even being undertaken. I mean, it's a great project, and from what I've seen of the other entries, they're superb. What certainly attracted me was the way in which this type of project contributes to the establishment of Jewish-Christian relations as a discrete field of scholarship. In the nature of an encyclopedia, it brings together a mix of contributors, historians, sociologists, theologians, philosophers, who are all contributing to this emerging academic field. It's not defined simply by one methodology, but you just need to read the entries that are already posted, and you get a sense of the diversity of perspectives, the diversity of methods that are included in an encyclopedia of this size. I mean, there are existing major encyclopedias that focus on related topics and that I'm sure many of us rely upon frequently, but they're not targeted specifically to the field of Jewish-Christian relations. And so there's always this kind of struggle when reading, you know, the Anchor Bible Dictionary, Encyclopedia Judaica, to sort of make connections beyond simply, for example, with the Encyclopedia Judaica, the Jewish world. Not as much attention is given, for example, on some of these entries there should be to Christian developments, relations with Christians, and that's a lack. And so I'm certainly encouraged to see that the encyclopedia here is really a serious effort to kind of remedy that lack and establish even more firmly Jewish-Christian relations as a field.
Excellent. Thank you very much for this insight. What was decisive for you to actually join the project? And as I said, we're really grateful for anybody who is willing to take these tasks on. Now, you too, Phil and Adam, you also embarked on co-authoring one of the entries. You co-authored the entry Covenant, which has just been submitted and is going through review process and all the things that happen before publication. What could you tell us a bit what made you decide to do this entry together? And what was the experience in writing this entry together? If you would continue, Adam, and then Phil.
I'll start. I mean, I'll begin by imploring your mercy regarding word limits. There's a lot to say about the topic of covenant. I mean, it undergirds so much else that it's especially rich to tackle. I mean, even if you look at contemporary documents, the 2015 Vatican statement, most of its attention is devoted to the topic of covenant and the relationship in this case between the old Jewish covenant, the new Christian covenant, the language used in the document itself. I mean, that topic really deserves some sort of authoritative ish treatment. And so one of our goals was to try to provide somewhat of that kind of middle of the road authoritative perspective. I'll also note that, and it's worth pointing out, but by no means obvious, but the welcome to have Jewish and Christian contributors work together on a topic like this is wonderful. You know, we really had a very rich time and challenging. But to have two voices on a topic like this is great. You know, it's a challenging topic, not just because of its scale, but because there's so much that's debatable, unsettled, difficult. You know, Phil and I have spent weeks, I think, probably discussing Hebrews and discussing the New Testament, for example, and back and forth and back and forth. And that's a very rich experience because we're learning along the way. We have to find some way to provide an overview that is acceptable. And I don't mean to set the bar that low, but that we both endorse, that we see sort of reflects our perspectives. And covenant in particular is difficult in that regard. I'll just highlight one issue, which is I think the nature of an encyclopedia, to have to grapple with the question of how many perspectives to offer. That is, does an encyclopedia entry present one sort of authoritative voice and alternative readings? And I don't mean fringe readings, but alternative readings sort of ignored, or does one highlight a variety of perspectives and say, illustrate a variety of perspectives to say, you know, some have said this, but we think that, or some have said this, but really it's that. It's a genre that requires a fair amount of sort of, in our case, discussion, but I think kind of reckoning with the nature of this type of writing, which frankly, I think most scholars are not doing this sort of thing. They get away with just sort of saying what they think and hopefully convincing others. This was different. And in that regard, it was really fun and really challenging.
And I would just chime in, you know, agreeing with everything Adam said, that the centrality of covenant as a topic was appealing. In the modern Christian-Jewish rapprochement, it's been very notable as a central topic, particularly on the Christian side, but also for Jewish writers. And it's the kind of a topic that, even if you're dealing with, let's say, certain biblical books that never mention the word covenant, everything that they write about is informed by the concept of covenant. And so those have to be treated as well as the explicit mentions, which adds to the richness, if not the challenge of the writing. A few years ago, Adam and I co-authored an essay that compared recent Jewish and Catholic statements in terms of how they addressed each other's claims about being in covenant with God. And that experience of writing together was very rich. It generated insights that neither of us would have had on our own. And so the possibility of addressing this topic in the context of the encyclopedia was very appealing, and there you are.
Excellent. Thank you very much for sharing this this experience with us. I'm sure others could contribute and add to your experience. I'm having a bit of an eye on the time now, and there's one big question I would like really to raise to both of you and see how time goes. We produced this encyclopedia and hope it's going to be valuable for researchers and students alike. But what do you think such a publication can contribute, or what impact does a publication like that have on Jewish-Christian relations in the present and in the future? And what are the big challenges, actually, in Jewish-Christian relations? Maybe, Phil, you start on that.
Sure, I'll kick us off, and I'll try and be brief. First of all, as Adam mentioned earlier, the field of Christian-Jewish relations encompasses all different kinds of disciplines. And I found in my experience that the vastness of its reach can often be bewildering to students. And so I think the encyclopedia will provide an invaluable introduction to the many dimensions and layers of Christian-Jewish relations to students, as well as acquaint scholars with particular, scholars who have particular areas of specialization with some of the potentially relevant work to their own that's happening in other disciplines. The encyclopedia can sort of be a nexus for that sort of interaction. And of course, the encyclopedia, by its very existence, can help to chart the path ahead, future research, future topics that are unresolved that need further work. I'll quickly just mention four, just as a bullet points. One is, there are, I think, in both the Jewish communities, feelings among some that now that Christians have condemned anti-Semitism or rejected the Jews as Christ killer claims, that all the problems are over and everything is hunky-dory. And I think the encyclopedia can help surmount that sort of complacency. Secondly, I think that there are some Jews and some Christians who either consciously or unconsciously realize that the dialogue and the joint research is reaching a point that we're really touching the central nervous systems of each other's faith traditions. And that is scary. To use the technical term, and it can trigger conscious or unconscious avoidance mechanisms, and I think we see that in some cases. The questions about the land and the state of Israel in both the Jewish and Christian traditions is an open topic that needs further attention. But for me personally, I know Adam has some additional thoughts. For me personally, I think there's a positive challenge that Christians and Jews are now working together in ways that have literally never happened before in history. And therefore, we can deepen what we've learned in recent decades about dialogue. and together learn more about God from each other's experiences and each other's traditions. And that would help us better to collaborate and better meeting the needs of our societies.
Thank you. Yeah. Wait.
I'll weigh in as well. I mean, one of the virtues of an encyclopedia is that it ideally helps sort of frame a discussion, keep scholars on the same page, and I mean in the best sense. I mean, in particular, there's a lack of, I would say, even sort of mainstream, I say authoritative discussion, some of these topics that are so highly polemical, topics like mission, topics like land and state of Israel. And it's a great virtue to have sort of the overview, scholarly overview provided, so that there's that basic data out there, because people are so often talking past each other, they don't even agree on the terms. And so that's extremely valuable. And I would say there's a virtue in seeing, especially on the Jewish side, some of these topics get sophisticated theological attention, particularly in an interreligious way, because that happens so infrequently. And so Jews have often been sort of bystanders to sort of Christian theological reflection on many of these topics. It's very helpful to have Jewish and Christian texts put in dialogue with each other, Jewish and Christian scholars in dialogue with each other. And I think that's something that needs to be cultivated even more. And I'm really appreciative that the encyclopedia does that.
Excellent. Glad to hear that we are hopefully contributing a significant piece of work to Jewish-Christian relations, the study of Jewish-Christian relations, but Jewish-Christian relations generally.